Tom, W2 T-Mobile. Where are you off to today?
We're going to go over and correct Bernice's screw-up.
Okay, you better not be saying that too loud about blaming her for something, because she's probably sitting close enough she can smack you. And the other station, go ahead.
Tom, KN4, EBG.
That's what the students are up, or my daughter teaches Weebies. Weeby do this and Weeby do that. Weeby going down to the lake house where Bernice made a pattern, Rusty, of a couch cover, and apparently all the pins fell out of it before we got home. So we get to duplicate that run that we just made a couple days ago. Go ahead, Rusty.
Magnetic personality to pull all those pins out, Tom. I know Bernice wouldn't have allowed something like that to happen, so you got to blame it on you. And I've got to make a quick run to Sam's Club to pick up a couple of items, and then over to the Wally World to pick up a couple of items, and then I'm headed back to the house. And then tomorrow I get to go do my grocery shopping at Publix early in the morning, so I'll have to get up early for that. So anyway, that's what I'm off to today. And UBG, go ahead.
I'm on my way over here to Space Fleet Field to pick up some metal. I'm making a twin Chimley Land deal down on 25. Took a big load of stuff down there from the company this morning. Had to unload all that stuff by hand. If I hadn't had a winch, I think I'd have been up Poop Creek without a paddle this morning. But I had a winch and a crane on the back of the truck, so we got it off of that. And now I'm over here picking up some metal and see what they call for the rest of the day. Probably end up going home after this, brother.
You have to work for a living in it, Kevin. Anyways, by gosh, I hope I got the name right. It's been so long since I talked to you. Rusty, I think you're right. It is my magnetic personality. I'd have to admit that. Hi. We made the run to Sam's this morning. Got up at 5:30 and got around and got over there a little after 7. And stayed clear of everybody and picked up some things. They go from 7 to 8 at Sam's and 8 to 9 at Costco's, but we didn't go to Costco's. You know, for us retarded people, retired, they open up early there at Sam's.
And if I hadn't had trouble, if I had slept better last night, I'd have gotten up early and been there early this morning myself. And Kevin, you need to turn your radio down in the background, son. It's picking up more of the radio than you sometimes. Anyway, like I said, I just got to run over here and pick up a couple of items at Sam's. I'm going to be in and out. I've got two things. I know exactly where they'll be, and I'll go grab them and get the heck out, pay my bill, head out the door, go to Wally World. I got three items to pick up there. I know exactly where they'll be. I'll go pick them up, get the exit, check out, and get the heck out of Dodge. And then I'll have somebody else deliver my lunch today. I'm not going to go out and pick it up. How about that? And go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm trying to back up. They got a trailer in a hole over here. They got a trailer about the size of my truck. My truck's about 28 feet long. This trailer's probably about 28 feet long. And trying to get it in a hole here and get some metal put on it. Head to the shop. But give me a few minutes and I'll get right back with y'all. I'm going to take a quick standby right quick. Get out here and see if they got my metal ready. And I'll holler back at you in just a minute. KN4UBG, I'll be on standby for a moment.
Okay, Kevin. We'll see you in a little bit. And, well, that sounds like you got a good plan, Rusty. We didn't want to go, but we actually wore rubber gloves this morning. Masks don't do any good. People are fooling themselves, and all it does is spook everybody else. But they're saying that stuff might be airborne. I read an article a while ago on on Fox News, and they said they found it in the rooms airborne and even outside of the rooms where they had people confined. But we'll hope that's wrong. They're not, they haven't nailed that down positively yet. And we got these gloves. I always wear them for, like, taking care of the chickens and that, that I got at Harbor Freight, but I'm sure they wouldn't have any now. And they're just latex gloves. So we wore those. It's easier than wiping off the basket every time and then throw them out when we got back. But, you know, it is what it is. And if you're going to get it, you're probably going to get it. They're talking about a lockdown on the city of Greenville later today. Matter of fact, they're going to vote on it. So I wouldn't be surprised if the stores get swamped even more.
Well, I'll tell you something else, too, about that lockdown. The state's attorney general has already put the word out to all these counties and cities that are trying to do that. They don't have the authority at the city level in South Carolina to do that. The only one that has that authority is the governor. And if a city wants it, they have to go to the governor for permission. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Well, I'm here. Let me run into Sam's real quick, get what I need, and get the heck out of Dodge so I can hit Walmart and get that and get back home. And then I might have the folks over at Chipotle deliver my lunch today. It's nice when they're offering free delivery, which I like. Talk to you later. Be back. N0TRW2T.
Yeah, Rusty, right quick. Justin Napolitano this morning said the governors do not have that right because they're trying to stop interstate travel. And there was I think it was a 14th Amendment or something. I'm not sure. But that curbs that. And the governor don't even have that authority. So you're quite right. The city doesn't. But they're going to vote on it later today. From their bully pulpit, they say. 73's Rusty. Talk to you later. W2TN0TR.